Hey, Advisor Nation, before we dive in and tap into this, I want you to follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, I'd like to give a huge thank you to today's sponsor, Dr. Bradley Nelson, New York Times bestseller and author of The Emotional Code and The Body Code. Dr. Nelson is grateful and he is a wonderful man. So we'd like to say thank you for all your support and support of our show. Now, today I am thrilled. I am totally thrilled because we have Dr. Alahi to here today to join us, and he is an amazing individual. He's one of the leading voices in modern brain health, and he's an innovator when it comes to forefront of non-medical therapies. He's here to talk about where brain care is headed and what it means for you and your loved ones. Dr. Alahi, would you say hello and tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do?
Yes, Stacey, thank you for that introduction. My name is Dr. Alahi. I'm a neurologist. I've been practicing for 20 plus years. And what I wanted to do is really introduce what's really fascinating with respect to treatment of neurologic and neuropsychiatric conditions. And that is, you can treat these conditions without the use of medications. That may surprise many of your people in the audience, but basically, what neuroscience has shown us in the last 2 to 3 decades is that we can diagnose and treat hard to treat conditions. We're talking about, for example, dementia. We're talking about epilepsy, Parkinson's, mood disorders such as severe depression, without the use of medicines. And the field of non-invasive brain stimulation has exploded. And so that's what I wanted to talk about. And you mentioned I'm an innovator. What the truth is, I haven't innovated anything. I've just been bringing this technology to the community. What you may only find at some academic centers like Stanford, Harvard, I'm bringing it to the community, and that's really what we're doing. It's nothing. It's not a secret. If people do their own research, they can find it. It's just that it's not heavily marketed because it's not a medication. We are not a pharmaceutical company. We're not promoting medications. So you may not hear about it on TV or in, ads and such, but you're going to hear it from patients who've undergone it. And in fact, we have a YouTube channel at NeuroSpa Brain with 76,000 subscribers that really have tuned in to listen to real people who've gone through these treatments and their lives have changed 180 degrees. So I invite some of your viewers, if they're interested, to go on the YouTube channel at NeuroSpa Brain. Or just type in my name. NeuroSpa is the name of our channel, and you'll see. So, just as a way of introduction, just wanted to mention those few words.
I love it. Now, to start, for listeners who are new to it, what exactly is TMS and how does it work?
Great question. So, TMS stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. What it is actually is very simple. It produces electromagnetic fields that, if applied to specific targeted regions of the brain, you can actually restore normal activity in those areas. The analogy I use with a lot of my patients, although it's not the best analogy, is that if someone is dying of a heart attack, a lot of times paramedics will come and shock the heart, and that revives the heart, right?
Right.
We're not really shocking the brain with paddles, we're using electromagnetic pulses to actually revive or restore certain circuits in the brain. The difference is that the patients are sitting upright watching TV. There's no pain, there's really no significant discomfort, and you're completely awake and alert during the stimulation. So it's not shock treatment, although it's often mislabeled as such. It's really electromagnetic pulses. So TMS really stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation, and that's what it is. It's restoring electrical abnormalities in the brain with small electromagnetic pulses.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, who's a good candidate for this?
So that's a great question. Usually, the people who come see us are those who fall into several categories. One, they're just have tried just about everything in terms of medications and the conventional methods to relieve their symptoms or relieve their diagnosis. We have patients from all over the world, sometimes from Europe, India, across Thailand. We had a patient from the East Asia recently, and of course, locally here in Newport Beach and around the country, who say, "Doctor, everyone, I've tried everything. I've gone to, some of the best centers around the world, and I still have significant problems with either OCD, depression, Parkinson's, stroke rehabilitation, dementia, and those are some of our candidates." So that's category number one. People have tried the regular conventional methods and just are looking for something beyond that, that's not just quote unquote snake oil, but peer-reviewed, published in clinical trials with strong evidence. The second category of people that come see us, they're like, "I don't want to try the medications. I may have tried one or two, but I'm kind of sick of dealing with side effects." Take, for example, patients with attention deficit, ADD. They're given often stimulants like Adderall, which is really in the same category as cocaine. Cocaine is a stimulant. And so these patients feel well. Sometimes they feel better with the Adderall, but ask them to stop it just for one day. All the symptoms come back with a vengeance. Or they're dealing with cardiovascular side effects. So those patients come to us and say, "Is there a better way? I hear that you do something with brain stimulation, non-invasively. Tell me more about that." And those are the second category of our patients. And the third category of our patients are people who have rare disorders that really there's no way to diagnose or treat them. They just don't know what they have. They've gone to like 20 doctors and they're having spells that like, looks like seizures, but everyone say, "Hey, your EEG is normal. We don't know what's wrong with you." So we use some advanced diagnostic tools to really understand what's going on in the brain. So those are the three categories of patients. Patients who are just not treated well with the standard approach. Second, patients who are sick of this standard approach and don't want side effects. And third, people who don't know what's wrong with them. They've seen many other neurologists, and it's hard for them to have a diagnosis.
That's very true. Now, for complex cases, how do you personalize TMS, like targeting, in the intensity and, the theta burst versus the standard protocols?
Yeah, so some of your audience may have already been educated on the use of TMS, but and there are many other offices that are realizing its benefits and they're actually starting to use it. What makes us unique is that we don't target the same exact region of the brain every time. We use biomarkers. Literally, we map out the brain with what's called a quantitative EEG. All it is picks up electrical activity in the brain, compares your brain to a database of normal, age and gender matched to you. And then we can literally see, like a roadmap, the exact regions of the brain that are abnormal. And then we go a step further. We actually capture their brain MRI with a high field, usually MRI field or magnet. And then we can see precisely the areas that we're stimulating in real time. How does that compare to most others? They don't have biomarkers to know exactly where stimulating. They don't do MRI navigation because you need special equipment for that and special training, and they don't want to bother with that. And so we have, as a result, a far higher likelihood of success for those patients suffering from concussion, severe depression, OCD, severe anxiety, panic attacks, even Alzheimer's patients. We've had much better success with these techniques than the standard medications. And I encourage your audience to go on our website. It's basically neurospabrain.com, or go to our YouTube channel, Neurospa Brain, and you can see actual patients who've undergone this telling their story. You're not going to find it at your local primary care doctor's office because, as I was, they're trained in the usual routine conventional methods. Although these treatments are growing in number, they're becoming far more known than what was even a year ago. So it's really it's we're going through a transition period.
We definitely are. Now, what are the outcomes that you typically see versus the antidepressant medications and the onset speed and the remission rates and durability?
Excellent question. So people don't know the for depression, let's just take that one disorder, depression. The treatments with the standard antidepressants work between 20 to 40% of the time. That means you have a 60 to 80% chance that they're not going to work. And
That's
that's hardcore statistics. You can go online, look up the STAR-D trial, STAR-D trial, which was not sponsored by Big Pharma. It was an independent study, and you can see those results. Actually, nowadays, just ChatGPT adds, hey, ChatGPT, what is the likelihood I'm going to have success with standard medications, antidepressants? And what's more is that patients are often treated not with one, but two or three medications at the end of the day. In comparison, at our office, we have over 90% success. And I say that, and patients are like, what? How could that be? How could you go from 20 to 40% to 90%?
Yeah.
Because we go precisely to the areas that are abnormal. We rewire those regions. And if you're not doing well during the course of your treatment, we modify the treatment. That's another thing that makes us unique. But let's say you don't come to our office, you go to any other office that does TMS, you're still going to get better odds, between 40 to 50% likelihood of success instead of 20 to 40. But again, depending on whether that office provides unique features such as MRI navigation, multiple targets, biomarker EEG targeting, you can get a higher likelihood of success. So to summarize that, you have a 20 to 40% chance of treatment success with the antidepressant medications, which, by the way, you have to take every day. It's not like you
Yeah.
can just stop it and then still be cured. And you have double that likelihood of success with TMS without the side effects. So we didn't even go there. So let's say you have success with the antidepressant, but now you have to contend with the side effects of the medicine. Weight changes, libido changes. Sometimes, if you forget to take one, withdrawal symptoms. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer, pardon the pun. So, but it's like, it's almost sounds too good to be true. And that's what I was thinking when I first got into this. And so I did it on my own family members, on my father, on my mother, on my wife, on my sister, on my niece. And then I thought maybe they're pulling my leg. I did it on my own patients. And it was just remarkable. Now, is it guaranteed success? No, there's nothing guaranteed in life, especially in medicine. There's no guarantees. But you have a higher likelihood, statistically speaking, even if you go anywhere that does TMS and with the medications. Now, I focused on depression because that's what a lot of people know TMS for. That's what insurance covers, reimburses for if you qualify. But the same can be true for OCD. The same can be true for many other disorders. So those are some of the numbers that people should know about.
That's amazing. Now, who is not a good candidate for TMS?
Very good. So by and large, patients who have metal in their head, like, for example, there's a shrapnel, there's a bullet, there's something metallic in the head, they're not good candidates. But even then, we've had patients who've had electrodes placed in the head, and we've treated them with TMS. If you're careful about what you're stimulating, it can be done. And sometimes a lot of these stimulators are not ferromagnetic. They're actually what we call MRI compatible. If they're MRI compatible, it's by and large okay to do TMS. But really, that's it. So there's really no other contraindication to TMS. Now, it's listed on there, if you read some of the literature, that if you have seizures, if you have epilepsy, you may not be a candidate. But that's actually not true. You can actually treat seizures with TMS. And in fact, the guidelines regarding safety for TMS were revised recently, about 3 years ago, and the risk of seizures was found to be far lower than they originally thought. Really, any risk is far lower. I mean, there are some risks, which is extremely, extremely uncommon. the actual risk of seizures is 1 in 30,000. Your antidepressant likely has double the risk of seizures.
Right.
The risk of there is maybe two or three people around the world who had vitreal tears in their eye, vitreal humor tears. These are tears in the back of the eye. But that's it. I mean, two out of millions of people who are undergoing TMS. So it's very, very safe. And that's why I did it on my own family members, including my wife, for different reasons. So from a safety perspective, it's definitely much safer than most other medications.
Wow. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, there's a lot of side effects and many of almost all of the medications out there, and a lot of them are very harsh, and
Absolutely.
very very bad for the body, for sure. Now,
Yes.
how do you combine TMS with psychotherapy, sleep optimization, exercise, nutrition for better results, and so forth?
Yeah, so that's a great point. At the end of the day, my goal is to make sure patients are doing well. On occasion, if we haven't found that 99% success, meaning they're not feeling 99%, we combine a medication or two with the TMS. And sometimes patients weren't feeling well while they were taking the medicine. And then after we do the TMS treatment, they're feeling much better. And we don't necessarily want to take them off the medication, although we try. So we optimize that. We optimize their health by making sure they're seeing the experts in this field. For example, I'm an expert in neurology. I'm an expert in application of TMS, but am I an expert in nutrition? No. So I'm not going to pretend that I know nutrition. I send them to a nutrition specialist. Am I an expert in making sure they're not afflicted by mold or some other condition like autoimmune disorders? There's a condition, for example, MCAS. I send them to my colleagues who are experts in those regions, in those areas. I don't pretend to be an expert in something I'm not. So we do have a team that helps us with those patients, making sure that we're not missing anything. We actually do blood tests to make sure of that. We review their prior records in detail. So it's really a comprehensive approach because, for example, I had one older lady, her labs showed severely low vitamin B12. And that vitamin B12 deficiency, as many of your audience may know, can cause cognitive and mood disorders. It causes depression, it causes trouble with memory, many other things. At its worst, it can actually cause spine disorders, demyelination. So we simply started giving her B12. She felt better. We did TMS on top of that. She felt absolutely remarkably well. And she was suffering from anxiety and memory issues. So, but relatively speaking, if finding a B12 deficiency, I'll be honest, is rare. And sometimes patients go to these centers that do really comprehensive tests, but these tests identify things that are irrelevant. And so they spend a lot of money and time replenishing some sort of an element, nutrient, and they still feel the same. That's because it was irrelevant. So you got to make sure you take those with a grain of salt sometimes.
Very true. Now, beyond the TMS, what are your thoughts on neuro feedback and TDCS and TACS, the vagus nerve stimulator, and where do they fit in?
Great question, actually. So those are other non-invasive methods that can be helpful. And neurofeedback, let's take that for a second. Neurofeedback has been around since the 1970s. Basically, you're training your mind through audiovisual feedback to acquire a normal frequency of electrical activity. And it was actually condoned and supported by the American Academy of Pediatrics as a treatment for attention deficit. And because it does work. But I find that it takes longer for patients to respond to neurofeedback than, let's say, compared to TMS. You have to do like 30, 40 sessions spaced over like 8 weeks because you can only do two or three sessions a week, although some patients end up doing more per week. Second, younger patients like kids, their brain is far more plastic and flexible. So they respond to neurofeedback much better than older adults. So you got to
Right.
take that into account. We used to do both neurofeedback and TMS simultaneously in the same course. So let me answer this. So yeah, those are great options. But they're still not as prominent as TMS. TACS, transcranial alternating current stimulation, is actual electricity. They do
Oh.
one shock to the brain. It kind of does hurt a little bit, but it can be helpful. It's just not as robust as some of the effects that we get. So I would say those are all viable treatments, but they're just not as robust sometimes, although sometimes we combine them. Vagal nerve stimulation is a great device, again, non-invasive, that can help you treat anxiety. You place it underneath your neck against the vagal nerve, and it reduces abnormal sympathetic tone, which is helpful for things like anxiety. But again, I find that it's not as effective in those really hard to treat patients. Sometimes we do send patients to VNS who have maybe not responded as well as we liked
Right.
for the t with the TMS. And so the combination sometimes helps a lot.
Ah. Now, home neuro modulation devices are trending. What's the promise versus the pitfalls for consumers?
As far as what, again, pitfalls for?
So, like with the vagus nerve stimulator, and a lot of those devices now are being sold. You can buy them, and you can purchase them at, and you could do it at home. What's the difference between when you go to a practice like yours or somebody else's, and you're using your devices versus the ones that you can buy over the counter or online that
Yeah.
may have a good reputation, but they're still they're not in
Yeah.
doctors' offices.
So as far as our office, you can't really buy a TMS machine and do it at home. It's just not possible, and it's dangerous to do that. But you can buy things like VNS. You can even do neurofeedback at home through these mobile devices. And I encourage patients to actually look into that. But sometimes it's not going to be as effective because they're not guided by a treatment specialist. Now, again, we don't specialize in VNS. We do neurofeedback, but not as much. But yes, you can do that. The pitfalls are you may be wasting your money because you may not be well trained enough. I mean, I don't even do VNS. I send them to my colleague who specializes in it.
Right.
So, yes, these home devices have some effect, but remember, if it was so easy to just put a VNS against your neck or do neurofeedback at home, then there would be no need for all these things that we're doing in the medical space. But yes, you can try it and see if it works for you. It's just that it's 50-50.
Now, what are the early warning signs that you want families to notice before the major decline of dementia?
So, dementia is a very scary disease. It's now growing in number exponentially. So, and families are devastated because they have lost their loved one. The loved one is no longer the same person. And they're often told there's nothing we can do. Try this medication and hope for the best. And the medications at best slow the progression by maybe 2 or 3 percentages. What's amazing about TMS is that there has been now published literature, and we actually have published a case report on this, but there's been randomized controlled trials, not one, but numerous, which is the highest level of evidence. It's the gold standard for medical evidence, showing when compared to the standard medications, TMS is exponentially better. Patients actually improve, not just slow down their decline. The problem with these disorders is that they're neurodegenerative. They continue to cause degeneration. So what I've been seeing is that patients do better with the TMS treatment, but after a few months, they have to still come back and do a few more. But most families say, hey, it's a whole lot better than seeing mom, dad, grandpa, grandma continue to decline right in front of my eyes.
That's so true. Now, which new diagnostics like blood biomarkers, cognitive testing, imaging, digital speech, and so forth are the most practical and ready-made type?
So with respect to dementia, for example, since you mentioned that, there's now blood biomarkers. Literally, you can go to the blood lab and get biomarkers to see if you're at risk for Alzheimer's. EEG, I just read an article where they actually came up with an EEG tool that can predict whether you have Alzheimer's several years before. Actually use EEG. It's not that same device that, they've been developing, but it's very similar. You can actually see some slowing of the brain activity in certain regions. And three, there are symptoms that are very classic. And so within 5 minutes of me talking to a patient and their family, I'll know whether they're having dementia or likely having dementia. So there's blood biomarkers, EEG biomarkers, used to be MRI, but MRI, unfortunately, is not all that accurate. There's these newer PET imaging, still not very accurate because guess what? Even normal people can have shrinkage of their brain. Even normal people can have amyloid buildup. And many of your audience members may have heard of, hey, I heard there is a amyloid PET. You can see how much amyloid plaque, which is the protein theoretically thought to cause dementia. Guess what? There are normal patients with the same load of amyloid. So how is that going to be helpful? So I find these other tools much more beneficial. Examining the patient, biomarkers through the blood, EEG, and yes, MRI can be part of that diagnostics list, but it's not the only thing.
Now, how do you translate a diagnosis into a personalized care plan for patients that can follow at home?
So that's another unique thing is that I don't use the same treatment for everybody. So we individualize the treatment based on their brain map findings, their age, their overall external, environment. And then we try to find a unique balance between the TMS and all the other things that they may have tried. So again, we talked about how we send them to the nutritional expert. We send them to the, infectious disease slash autoimmune expert to make sure there's nothing else. And then we uniquely tailor their protocol with respect to brain stimulation to their age, their brain map findings, and also their availability. We have patients, again, I mentioned coming all the way from across the world. They only have a week or two to spend here at our clinic. So we find ways with accelerated approaches now where we can actually provide that treatment within a week. So that is another huge development, and not everybody has those tools because you need some special equipment and capabilities to do that. More and more centers are developing that. So Stanford did a very big trial called the Accelerated Intelligence Saints Trial, SAINT, Stanford Accelerated Intelligent Neuromodulation Treatment. They showed they can compress 50 sessions into 5 days. So patients coming from other states, other areas like that, and we've had them take advantage of that.
Wow, that's amazing. And what I love most is that you treat every ind patient individually because it really is true. No two people are the alike. Everyone, their brain, their body, the way they react, everything is completely different. So you really need to personalize each individual and really look at, specific areas that are important in order to get the proper diagnosis and care.
Exactly right. Human beings are not going to be the same every time. And so there are some common traits between these disorders, but everyone's going to have a different story and different brain. Again, I mentioned the brain is like a fingerprint. No two brains are alike. So everyone is very unique in terms of what they present with and the exact ways they present with it.
Yeah. Now, for caregivers, what's a simple 4 to 5 step checklist to support a loved one this week?
So caregivers have a big burden, especially with the growing age,
Yeah.
and the older population. So one, make sure you take care of yourself. Because how could you take care of someone else if you are sick yourself? So make sure that you're taken care of, number one. Number two, remember that these patients are ill. They're not trying to be difficult. They're not trying to harm you. They're not trying to be, challenging. It's part of the illness, especially for Alzheimer's. They become highly agitated, highly irritable, sometimes even violent. And that's very hard for family members and caregivers. So remember
Yes.
that they're dealing with a disease. And there's a book called Remember, I Don't Remember. It's a short book. And I encourage you to read that book. The next thing is to, find help. You can't do this on yourself by yourself.
Right.
Family members, there's support groups. We actually provide patients with someone who finds them, caregivers and others, to help them through this process. Going at it alone gets old really fast.
Yes.
And the fourth advice is consider these treatments that are not always known or supported or sponsored or communicated to you by your usual doctors.
Right. That's very true. Now, what access and affordability barriers most that matter most, and how can patients navigate insurance for treatments like TMS?
Yes, good question. This is a battle in our healthcare system. The problem we have with our healthcare system is that it's designed not to help patients, but it's designed by for-profit organizations, insurance companies, big pharma. I don't care what they say, they are for-profit organizations.
Yeah.
Their main goal is reduce costs and increase their profits. So right there, you have to think on your own.
Right.
Okay, so in terms of the services that we provide, we go out of our way to make sure if there is insurance coverage, if we can twist the arms of insurance to reimburse the patient, we will do it. In other words, we will file authorizations, we will send paperwork, we get on the phone with them, literally, to
Yeah.
say this patient needs this care, they do qualify per your own guidelines, you need to cover this. And in some cases, we do. In those cases where insurance just refuses, we find financing options. We find huge discounts by way of our office manager who deals with that. And we sometimes even try to get the bare minimum done for the patient just to
Right.
get them out of a particular devastating stage, in order for them to reach some sort of a relief. The bottom line is, as one of my patients years back said, you cannot afford not to have these services,
Right.
because these services are going to cost you tons more than the cost of the treatment. In fact, there was two big studies. One of them was done in Australia, actually, where they compared the cost of TMS versus the cost of living with the disease. And TMS came out way cheaper. Because guess what? You're not going to be able to work with your disease. You're not going to be productive. You're going to continue to go to doctors over and over again, be hospitalized in many cases, and those are
Yes.
not free. So this is actually far cheaper, and I say this with 100% confidence, than many other alternatives. Because we literally, in many cases, leave the patient from their disorder. So they're much more productive. I had a patient, a young man, who was not able to go to an interview because of severe OCD. He was washing his face with bleach. He was basically homebound.
Oh, wow.
After he had gone everywhere, by the way. I'm talking major institutions.
Yeah.
And after we were done with his treatment, he was much more productive. Now he's married with two kids, job, and that was unheard of. That scenario would have been unheard of for him and his father. His father gave us a testimonial, actually. You can see it on our website. He was one of our first patients. That actually led to me wanting to do this and continue to do this because his story was so heartfelt and enlightening. So, and we see those stories now recurrently.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, when it comes to red flags, what should patients question when choosing a clinic or a program?
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of red flags out there. So I see a lot of doctors just buy a machine, put it in a corner of an office, and say, yeah, we do that. And then they have a technician just slaps the coil on the head and pushes the on button. That's not going to work. The doctors have no idea what they're doing. They're not using any biomarkers. And sometimes they're actually harming the patient. So be careful with that. If you see a machine in a corner of an office, the doctor never gets involved with any part of it. Be careful with that.
Right. 100%. Oh, 100%. Now, can you tell people about the different services that you provide in your clinic?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, we are a neurology medical office. So I'm a neurologist. So if you have neurologic disorders, anything from migraines or Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, seizures, MS, optic neuritis, neuropathy, that's what I see. I just happen to have special tools and training to be able to apply these advances in non-medication treatments for those patients who qualify and who are candidates. So I'm a neurologist, just like, you have a cardiologist, you specialize in their hearts, patients who, you have your GI specialist, specialize in the GI. I'm a neurologist, specialize in brain and spine. So we offer neurologic services. So if you need a consultation, if you need sometimes procedures like electromyography, electroencephalography, EMG, EEG, Botox injections for migraine headaches, for other conditions, we do that. But if you, yeah, you can get that done at, your office right down the street, the neurology office that you've been with or you're seeing, but they're not going to provide these TMS services. That's what makes us unique. So we provide TMS, we provide MRI navigation, we provide diagnostic services, and we do, on occasion, do neurofeedback as well.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, where can people find you?
So our office actually is in Newport Beach, California, in Orange County, California, basically Southern California. But we do Zoom video consultations anywhere in the world. I happen to have state licenses in Utah, in Florida, in Colorado. But most of the time, even if you're outside of those states, we're able to do a one-time consultation. If in fact our services are unique and you can't find anybody else in your proximal area to get those done. And then we also have patients. We just had a patient call from Dubai. We had another patient about a month ago from Thailand. So we get patients from all over the world. We do a Zoom video consultation, discuss our services, and if they're interested, they travel here for whatever time it takes and get those treatments. But our office physical location is in Newport Beach, California.
Now, if you had to take today's conversation, you wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some things you want the listeners to walk away with today?
Number one, if you're done with medications, there's hope. There's non-invasive brain stimulation that can actually help you. Number two, it's not something that is out of this world. It's been around for 2, 3 decades, far more enhanced. It's in the literature. It's not snake oil. Number
Right.
three, yes, you can afford it. You, in fact, You can't not afford it because the disease will take its toll. Those are the three messages.
That's amazing. You're amazing. I just want,
Thank you.
thank you so much for coming on the show. I think it's so important because, all of these diseases, disorders, all these things that we talked about today, they affect people's lives on a daily basis. Most people get stuck in life. They can't focus. They can't move on in life because if it's not the disease or the disorder or the problem that's really, hurting them, it's mentally, it's hurting them. Physically, it's hurting them. It's both. I did an article one time and I mentioned a bunch of diseases and disorders and conditions. And I said, which one, what are you affected by it most, physically or mentally? And it was 50-50, both, So it really affects a person overall. And I'm so glad that you're here offering this to people because there's so many medications like we had talked about that have so many different side effects. And and for years I took anticonvulsant medications and had so many different side effects. And I think I must have tried almost everyone on the block, as I was growing up. And those side effects can be very harsh, and those could really debilitate someone from actually living a healthy, happy, and productive life. So to be able to have something that is holistic and more natural and can actually do the same thing and improve someone's life and give people hope and actually ability to live the life they want to their full potential is amazing. So I just want to say thank you so much, Dr. Holo,
Pleasure.
for offering this and helping so many people. Thank you.
My pleasure, and I look forward to seeing people among your audience, and ask them to feel free to call us, email us. We're at info@neurospabrain.com. Check out our website, neurospabrain.com, our YouTube page. You'll find a lot of amazing things on there.
I definitely will. I will refer you out to a lot of people I know. And thank you so much for being here today. And I
All
hope
righty.
we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye bye.